You don't want to go from the fence?
Opinions, yes. If we're gonna do that, we're gonna have longer or larger.
All day, like the Fritz. And then three opinions. I trust we can have a break after the marriage day.
Would you like to?
I'd like to, yeah. That way I can have another coffee now.
David.
Shannon, the coffee. Sure.
I think that's what he's assuming.
Sure feels good to be back in the sun.
I know you miss it. Yes, counsel.
May it please the court, James Del Sordo for the plaintiff appellant, Cesar Tremonta. Your Honors, we're here today to ask you to reverse the trial court's decision to dismiss my client's complaint concerning the Republic of Colombia's continuing and repeated disenfranchisement of my client from their property. Property ordered to be their property by the Republic of Colombia's Supreme Court. To give a little background, this involves a sunken ship 300 years ago. My client, through historical research, discovered the location. They had agreements with the government of Colombia whereby they were going to salvage it. After that, the government of Colombia refused to allow my client access to the salvage site. When my client sued them and received judgment in 2007, they once again, in 2010, attempted to start salvage operations, and the government of Colombia once again, in a new determination, said no, you can't go to the site. And the importance of the 2010 refusal is that addresses Judge Boasberg's assertion that we did not allege any facts within the 3-year statute of limitations for a conversion in the District of Columbia.
That's an alternate ground, isn't it?
There are three grounds. There was a breach of contract.
But if it doesn't matter if he erred and you were correct about the absence of dates, and I think you are, it's not a ground for reversal if there were independent reasons for the judgment.
Well, we have three counts. If he was correct on breach of contract and the enforcement of a monetary judgment, we would still have a conversion case, and that we could go forward.
Yes, there'd have to be a different obstacle. You're correct. Correct. I agree.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't understand. So in any case, we have the new facts supporting conversion, and that so that the Judge Boasberg should be
converting what?
The property that is the salvageable materials that the Supreme Court of Colombia says is half of my client's property. So that if
you refer to what the Supreme Court says, is that judgment in the record here somewhere?
It's referred to extensively in our.
Is it in the record here somewhere?
But there's no dispute as to the terms of the judgment in Colombia.
How can you expect a court to rely on a foreign judgment that isn't in the record?
Yeah. Your Honor, there was no dispute about it. So that
how can you expect a court to rely on a foreign judgment that isn't in the record?
We don't need them to rely on it. We're saying that this is our property. It's an allegation. There was no dispute about it in the papers. If there was a dispute, then we would have put it in the record. So the trial court misruled, and that this court should return it so that we can have our day in court concerning the conversion count. Our friends point to that there was repeated litigation about this, but that does not take this case outside of what is appropriate, and that this court should return it below. They point to the Chalabi versus Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan case, and while we agree that the legal principles in that case are exactly on point, the facts are entirely different from this case, because in that situation we had one instance of seizure of property and then the property was never available to Mr. Chalaby ever again. Here we have a different situation. The property is there. It's not been sold. It hasn't been salvaged by the government of Colombia. It's just a matter of they're refusing to allow us to access it, salvage it, and then give their half to them.
Are you relying today completely on the conversion theory?
I think that is our strongest count. I would agree with the trial court that the breach of contract and the enforcement of the foreign judgment are not our strongest material. But yes, the clear tort here is that it is conversion. That it is property that is being unlawfully withheld from my client. It's there's no dispute that that the property, if salvaged, would be half ours and half the government of Colombia's. This isn't a situation, as the court talked about in Chalaby, where there was, a stolen car, and the converter is now renting it out. We have a situation where there is a constant, repeated instances where the government of Colombia is refusing to allow my client to salvage their materials. If there's no questions,
I know the district court said the conversion, if it occurred, began in 1984.
Yeah, that would be the first instance of it.
And you filed suit in 1989.
In Colombia.
Right. And much later here. And so, I didn't quite catch, what is your answer to that point, that the conversion claim was untimely?
Because it's continuing. There's repeated and continuing conversions.
How is that any different than any conversion? You seem to be saying statutes of limitations just don't apply to conversions.
Yeah.
That's because you have a conversion of the car you talked about a while ago in 1960. And you still don't give the car back in 1990. Were you saying the statute of limitations can't run because that's a continuing tort that is always new? Or
yeah. Because this is a different situation. If the government of Colombia had salvaged the ship on its own and had it somewhere and was and that would be one instance of a conversion. Here it's a situation as there's a site, they're not allowing us to go to it, or if we go to it, they say we're going to confiscate it from you. So that there's continuing, constant, the material is not gone from where it is. And that's why it's important when
nothing has changed, has it? From the first conversion that you allege until now, the government of Colombia still doesn't let you at what you say is your property.
Well, right? The thing that has changed is that their own court has said it's half.
I'm still very troubled by you relying on a judgment that you don't even show the court. You actually asked for enforcement of it in the brief, and I don't know how in the world we would enforce a judgment that...
Well, it's not a money judgment in any event.
But we saw the enforcement as a money judgment. The district court said it's not a money judgment. We're referring to it that we're relying on it because there's no dispute as to its terms.
Well, what's the amount of money involved?
The value of the...
It's a range from some billions, digit of billions to two digits of billions, right? That's not a money judgment.
I'm not fighting against Judge Boasberg's determination that it was a money judgment. That was...
Not a money judgment.
Right.
Not a money judgment. But the point is that Judge Santel is asking how am I relying on the determination...
Well, I understand that. But I'm saying even if we looked at the judgment or it was exactly as you've represented it, how could we say it's a money judgment when there's no sum certain?
Right. I'm backing away from that. We're not relying on of it being a money judgment. We're relying on their determination that the property was half ours and half the government of Colombia's.
If you don't also rely on it being a money judgment, how can you seek enforcement?
We're just referring to it. It's undisputed that that's what it's undisputed that that's what the ruling was. The dispute was whether it was a money judgment, and I'm not fighting against Judge Boasberg's determination that it was not a money judgment. What I'm referring to it as is that it was undisputed that the government of Colombia made a determination. It's a declaratory judgment that
the court of Colombia. That's not the same as the government of Colombia.
Understood, but.
Yeah.
They have not appealed it further. There's been no disturbing of that. But so that would be another situation. There's been this court ruling, and then after that, in April 21st of 2010, referenced in our complaint, we said to the government, okay, we're going to start salvage operations. And then they, another time, said, no, you can't go out to the site. If you do go out to the site, we're going to confiscate the materials. You're not going to have access to it. So this is not a situation where a car is stolen once and we're just upset about it. It's repeated.
Maybe you went back and asked for the car again. If you went back and asked for the car again and the thief still doesn't give it to you, for statute of limitation purposes, how is that any different than this?
This is different. If they had taken the material, this isn't that they don't have the car either. The car, if in theory, but the treasure, the ship, is at the bottom of the ocean. They don't have it either. It would be a different situation if they had salvaged the ship or they had a third party.
I'm not sure why, for statute of limitation purposes, that's any different. I understand you're giving me a distinction, but I'm not sure why it makes a difference.
Well, in looking at the Chalabi case, this court said that Mr. Chalabi's problem is that there was nothing further to be done. The money was taken and then was gone. It no longer existed in a state for him to get access to. Here, it's continuing. The ship still exists. It's there. It's not been converted to anything else. It's a matter of they're repeatedly not allowing us to have access to it.
Do you want to save the rest
yes,
of your
ma'am.
Time for
yes, thank
rebuttal?
You.
Good morning.
Good morning. May it please the court, my name is Paolo De Rosa from the law firm of Arnold and Porter, appearing on behalf of the Republic of Colombia. I'm here with my colleagues from Arnold and Porter, Raymond Marks and Reeves Anderson. The district court correctly dismissed all of the claims on the basis of the plaintiff's own pleadings. The breach of contract and conversion claims were properly dismissed under the D.C. statute of limitations of 3 years, and the court also correctly refused to grant recognition to the Colombian Supreme Court decision of 2007 because it did not articulate a specific sum of money. I'd like to focus, if I could, on this issue of the continuing tort, which our opposing counsel has conceded is really the only issue remaining in this case. A continuing tort under D.C. law is a repetitious and continuing wrong where the damages flow from the complete course of conduct, not from any specific individual act, and where at least one of those acts falls within the limitations period. By its very nature, the tort of conversion doesn't fit within that definition. The tort of conversion accrues immediately upon the apprehension by the plaintiff that the defendant has misappropriated the property, whether it's because of a wrongful taking in the first instance or where having taken possession of the property lawfully, the defendant then refuses wrongfully to return the property. In either event, the cause of action accrues immediately upon that perception by the defendant, and the statute of limitations starts running at that point in time. I'd like to quote from you a particularly pithy passage in one of the cases that was cited by the plaintiffs themselves. It's Duggan versus Quito, D.C. Court of Appeals 1989 decision, which at page 1138 said, and I quote, "There is no such thing as a continuing conversion. The tort of conversion is a discrete exercise of dominion and control which can occur only once," close quote. Therefore, a failure to return appropriated property does not constitute a separate ongoing tortious act. Otherwise, the statute of limitations would never apply to a tort of conversion, and it would be meaningless. The 2010 refusal to grant access to the plaintiff to the site of the San Jose galleon is just one more refusal in a long series of refusals. It's not like every time that the plaintiff went to the government of Colombia and said, give me access to the ship. And
so I'm clear, if you and I are having a dispute about property, and then the Supreme Court rules that 50% of it is mine, and you still won't give it to me, is there not a new tort then?
There's not a new tort under D.C. law, Your Honor. The plaintiffs might, in that hypothetical circumstance, have some sort of claim under Colombian law with respect to the failure by the government of Colombia.
Well, I was trying to give you a hypothetical where my right to the property is finally determined.
Right, but that's not how such a...
Before, we were just fighting among ourselves, and you said it was yours, and I said it was mine, and right. Finally the court decided half of it was mine.
Well, this is another argument that the plaintiffs raised on appeal, Your Honor, this notion that seizing upon the requirement of the tort of conversion, that it be a wrongful exercise of dominion or control over the property. They said, well, it really wasn't wrongful in the sense that when the Colombian government initially did it, they did it under color of law, and it didn't become unlawful until the Supreme Court of Colombia decided that it was unlawful. But that stands the concept of statute of limitations entirely on its head, Your Honor, because that's precisely the purpose of any lawsuit, as this court said in the Chalabi versus Kingdom of Jordan decision, the mere failure to right a wrong and make plaintiff whole cannot be a continuing wrong which tolls the statute of limitations, for that is the purpose of any lawsuit, and the exception would obliterate the rule, close quote. That's at page 730 of the Chalabi decision. It's not the case that you have to wait until a court decides that it's unlawful for the tort of conversion to accrue. That's the whole point of filing the lawsuit. You can't just wait.
Correct that you concede that the Supreme Court of Colombia did say it's half his and half his clients and half the government.
I'm sorry, the Supreme Court did say what? Sorry, apologies, Your Honor.
Hold that his client has half interest in the salvage and Colombia has the other half? Do you concede that?
It's not quite right, Your Honor. We do dispute one aspect of it. But what the Supreme Court of Colombia said was that if and when the government of Colombia, in its sovereign exercise of discretion, decides to excavate the ship, and to the extent that the property that's found there is not determined to be cultural or patrimonial artifacts, historical artifacts, the remainder will be treasure, and then the plaintiff will have 50% of that. So there's a lot of ifs, and of course, for purposes of this exercise, we accept the characterizations in the complaint, but it's not quite right that
don't accept conclusions of law in the complaint.
I'm sorry?
We don't accept conclusions of law in the complaint. We accept factual allegations from
Correct.
The complaint, not conclusory allegations.
Correct.
Okay.
Anything further?
No, nothing further unless you have questions on anything else, Your Honor.
Thank you. Counsel for appellant.
Thank you, Your Honor. The situation that we do have here is very similar to what you were saying, Judge Rogers, that we have two people that are saying, well, that's mine, that's yours. But then there's the situation where the Supreme Court of Colombia makes a ruling, this is X and this is Y's. That's where we have a new situation that brings up a new time that we can bring a lawsuit on conversion. Once again, this is not like Mr. Chalabi's situation where the property is seized in 1989, and then it's no longer there for him to have access to. We would have a totally different case if the government of Colombia had excavated it, found that there was only gold and no historical patrimony, and just had it somewhere and didn't give us access to it. That would be a confined situation. This is a situation that the two parties were going back and forth as to who would access the site, and we have a ruling, and we have attempted to go to the site and been told, no, you can't go, and if you do go, we're going to seize the materials from you. So that is why this puts us within the statute of limitations filing in December of 2010. And you should reverse the district court. He specifically said right in there that we didn't give him a date within the limitation period, and he ignored our several references to the Attorney General of Colombia's statement in April of 2010 saying that, no, if you conduct salvage operations, we're going to do whatever to take the materials away from you. So the trial court was wrong. There was a day within the limitation period, and we'd ask you to reverse it. If you have any further questions, I'll not trouble you further.
Thank you. We'll take the case under advisement.